Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're asking what's wrong with the Pentagon UFO report. That's correct. What's wrong with the Pentagon UFO report? And I can already hear it. Some people are saying everything is wrong with the Pentagon UFO report. And we'll take a look at that. This article comes to us from CBC.ca. The title says, "All those UFO sightings, they weren't aliens, just experimental aircraft," says the Pentagon. Pentagon addresses long-held belief that U.S. government is covering up existence of aliens, written by Natalie Station. Now, are they really addressing anything? I mean, when you address something, don't you present the facts and then talk about the interpretation of those facts by both parties? Wouldn't that be a presentation? What this looks like is a narrative of some kind, and we'll see that. The article begins, "There's no verifiable evidence that any UFO sighting in the U.S. was actually extraterrestrial, according to a new Pentagon report that addresses a long-held belief the U.S. government is covering up the existence of aliens." Now, they start right off with a blanket statement, "no verifiable evidence." So, are you telling us that you've investigated every single report that's happened ever? So that has to be a lie on the face of it, because they couldn't possibly have investigated every single report, exhausted every single reason for why this thing could have been there, and then determined conclusively that it was not extraterrestrial. And they don't even mention interdimensional. It goes on, it says, "The report on the historical record of the U.S. government involvement with unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAP, what we call UFOs, released Friday, also said that a spike in supposed," look at the conditional language there, "UFO sightings since 1945 were actually U.S. experimental technologies in space, rocket, and air systems, including the stealth technologies and the proliferation of drone platforms." Now, this is more stuff that defies common sense. And that's what's really missing from this report. I'll let the cat out of the bag. Common sense. Now, we can, if somebody makes a statement such as that this happens every single time, that there's never been something has never happened, then all we have to do is find one exception to prove that statement is false. And of course, we know lots of UFO sightings that just defy what they've just said in these first few paragraphs. I think about my own sighting, very strange, going along a pretty lonely highway at that time, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, and seeing this craft. The best way I could describe it would be like a barstool shaped, four legs. The appearance of the texture looked like it was of concrete. These legs kind of came together at the top where there was a light on top that was flashing. I could see it from miles away. And it was such a strange experience. What I realized later was that this thing was shape-shifting. When I first looked at it, it was kind of setting off into the ditch along this highway. And then as it rose up across the highway, it was actually getting bigger. But I was just so enthralled with this few seconds of interaction that I didn't recognize. By the time it had gotten across the highway and flown over the highway at about, oh, I don't know, maybe 7-8 feet off the ground, if even that, right in front of my car, and was setting in the medium, this is a four-lane road, by that time this thing was probably 40 foot tall and 25, 30 foot wide. So it had gone from an object the size of maybe 10 or 12 foot tall by 10 or 12 foot wide, and it had grown up to maybe 2-3 times that size. I didn't even recognize that's what had happened until I talked to the guy at MUFON, and we're talking about it, and he says, "Well, what you're describing to me is two different shapes, or two different sizes, rather, of this UFO. What you first saw, and then as you kind of left the area, I was driving in my car, how much, this is much larger than what you saw come up out of that ditch." And it took me a long time to understand that sometimes these things do that. In my own mind, these were always mechanical. They were something. They must have. I was just like the report. I didn't believe in UFOs when I saw this thing. I thought it was mistaken identities. People maybe were being a little delusional. or most likely it was some sort of secret program from the government. That was my thought, just like this thing says. Now, that theory holds water until you come across one of these UFOs like I saw. I actually listened to Coast to Coast that night, and they were talking about UFOs, and I just thought it was a joke, so I tuned in. But the thing that blows this whole DOD thing out of the water, which defies common sense, as I said, is that when you see one of these UFOs that's a shapeshifter, or it changes shape and size right in front of your eyes, that's something that can't physically be done by any of our craft. Just like these craft that the pilots saw that were flying so fast that any human on board would have been just turned to jelly from the G-forces. We have to separate these craft into two different types, really. Kind of the kind that possibly, theoretically, could maybe be some kind of a top secret program, but likely not, because when you really get looking into them, they're just too advanced for anything that we have. Or the ones like what I saw and what like many people saw are changing shape in front of our eyes, changing size in front of our eyes, and appearing in the middle of nowhere, far, far away from any defense program, far, far away from any place where a test flight would happen. They just show up in the middle of nowhere, so they defy common sense. Does not hold up to common sense. So when the Defense Department comes out and puts out this 63-page report and says that none of the sightings show any evidence of being extraterrestrial, well, it's not my job to prove that they're extraterrestrial. All I can say is I saw something that couldn't possibly have been terrestrial. The thing was so advanced and so strange and violated the laws of physics in such a way that it could not have been produced by mankind. Mankind can't produce an object that grows from, say, 12 foot to 40 feet in a matter of seconds and travels silently through the air. Man can't do that. So we know it's not terrestrial. And if it's not terrestrial, then it's one of two things, extraterrestrial or interdimensional. And they don't even talk about interdimensional here. Now it goes on, it says, U.S. officials have endeavored to find answers to legions of reported UFO sightings over the years, but so far have not identified any actual evidence of extraterrestrial life. Now, this is another lie they're telling. They're claiming that they've tried to find the answers to legions of reported sightings. Doesn't give you any numbers. They're not quantifying things. Remember, anytime that they're talking to you in qualitative terms, how they feel, using numbers like legions, saying things like that they've never come across anything like this, these generalized terms, these terms that are emotionally charged, that's qualitative thinking. You're estimating stuff, and it leaves you wide open to lies. On the other hand, quantitative thinking, now they say here, a 2021 government reported that reviewed 144 sightings of aircraft or other devices apparently flying at mysterious speeds or trajectories, found no extraterrestrial link, but drew few other conclusions and called for better data collection. Now, a paragraph like that, they start out with a qualitative premise, 144 sightings. Okay, we can talk about these. But then they veer off into this nosedive of qualitative hyperbole. They say, flying at mysterious speeds, that's apparently, they're using qualitative thinking again. Look, if we've seen these things fly, it's not apparent they're flying at high speeds. They are flying at high speeds. Trajectories, found no extraterrestrial links. Well, were they looking for any extraterrestrial links? Did they find any terrestrial links? So they can say, well, we don't, nothing to see here. We don't see how these things are from another planet or another dimension. Notice they didn't mention dimension. But they also didn't find any terrestrial links, qualitative. Because the thing is, these UFO sightings that we're reporting, just like myself and so many other people, we're just saying, this is what we saw. Now, you can either believe that and say, well, the person saw something, or you can say, well, this person's crazy, they're delusional, whatever. To me, it doesn't matter. For me personally. But what's not happening is they're not going through and they're not using critical thinking skills. They're not using common sense to go through and look at these sightings and talk about them and put them into a column, known or unknown. That's the first thing we have to do. We have to say, well, we know what they are or we don't know what they are. And if we don't know what they are, they could be extraterrestrial. They could be terrestrial or they could be interdimensional. That's your three basic choices right there. But they're not doing any of that. They're not categorizing any of the data. That would be a quantitative way to approach this thing. You put a number on it, you ask questions, and then you can get closer to the truth. You don't just stand outside, look up the clouds, see a UFO and say, well, that's not a UFO. That's not extraterrestrial. I don't know what it is. It must be space trash. The Pentagon has denied his claims and said in late 2022, the issue received fresh attention last summer when retired Air Force Intelligence Officer David Grush testified to Congress that the U.S. was concealing a long-standing program that retrieves and reverse engineers unidentified flying objects. Now, that may or may not be true, but there is evidence that that's happening. And there is evidence that that's happening because of all these FOIA requests that have been made and have come back blanked out. So we know that there's a lot of stuff that they're not telling us. And that would include, just on the face of it, the possibility that something like this could be going on and they could just be choosing not to tell us. The Pentagon has denied his claims and said in late 2022 that a new Pentagon office set up to track reports of unidentified flying objects, the same one that released Friday's report, had received several hundreds of new reports but have found no evidence so far of alien life. Once again, qualitative. All they're saying is several hundreds. Now, wouldn't you think if these guys had a grasp on the facts, they would know exactly how many new reports that they've got? They've got all those reports in the last year or two, but no evidence so far of alien life. They're couching the terms there. Rather than to try to prove that these things are extraterrestrial or interdimensional, it seems like it would make a lot more sense to first figure out if these things were terrestrial. And they're not doing that. They're not subjecting them to any kind of a test that says, well, if it's from this Earth, then it should only be able to fly this fast, or it should only be this size, or it should only exhibit these characteristics. They're not subjecting these UFO reports to any kind of quantitative test, as far as I'm concerned. Everything they do is qualitative. That way they can inject their own emotions. That way they can cut out the facts and keep us in the dark. The Pentagon's report said that there is a persistent narrative in popular culture that the U.S. government, or secretive organization within it, recovered off-world spacecraft and biological extraterrestrial remains, that it operates a program to reverse engineer the recovered technology, and that it has conspired since the 1940s to keep this effort hidden from the United States Congress and the American people. Reports of flying saucers became a cultural phenomenon in the U.S. in the 1940s and 50s, notes the Library of Congress, and fears were amplified by the Cold War. Okay, so they've got their feelings hurt. People think that they're hiding UFOs, and they won't tell us or Congress about it. Well, explain to me what happened a few weeks ago when Congressman Luna, Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Congressman Tim Pritchett went down to Eglin Air Force Base in Florida and demanded to talk to what three or four pilots had seen a UFO and taken a picture of it. Well, after some argument, some threats by Congress to these yahoos, they were allowed to speak with one pilot. They got a little drawing, and they never saw the picture. So who's hiding what from who? Fear of the possibilities for destruction in the Cold War era proved fertile ground for terrestrial anxieties to manifest visions of flying saucers and visitors from the other worlds who might be hidden among us in plain sight. Fears of destruction from the Cold War. Do we need to talk about what happened with the atomic nuclear weapons back then? Do you have any idea of how many of these things they let off in the deserts out there in Nevada? That they let off one of the biggest above-ground nuclear explosions ever out there in Nevada? And they said, oh, it'll be okay because the toxic waste from this will dump out in the Atlantic Ocean. Just kill a few fish, right? Give them cancer. What happened? Had a big rainstorm in the Midwest on the way out. And you got counties down there in Missouri and Iowa and Illinois have some of the highest cancer rates in the country. Why? Because all the nuclear fallout from the bombs that they let off in Nevada, just to see what they would do. We're not dealing with trustworthy people here. So when they release these reports and they start shedding crocodile tears about how nobody likes them and how nobody trusts them and how they're here to save America, don't forget, these were the same people that released tons and tons and tons of nuclear weapons in the 40s, 50s, and 60s that killed through cancer and radiation poisoning who knows how many thousands, if not millions, of people. They didn't care about us then. They don't care about us now. It goes on, it says, movies like Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind in the 1970s and E.T. and Alien Flight of the Navigator and Predator in the 1980s took the interest in extraterrestrial life to a fever pitch. In the 1990s, television shows like X-Files featured pilots where FBI agents investigated claims of UFO sightings and alien abductions, as well as government conspiracies to cover them up. The authors of Friday's report said the purpose was to apply a rigorous scientific analysis to the subject that has long captured the American public imagination. Now that's a joke. First off, they throw in some hullabaloo there about movies being made about UFOs. Look, people have been seeing UFOs since there's been men. Pictures of aliens and spaceships and whatnot on cave wall paintings. We talked about them in the Middle Ages, talked about them during antiquity among the Romans and the Greeks. The pilgrims saw them. We've been seeing them since there's been people. We don't need Hollywood to convince us that there's such a thing as UFOs. And then this sentence right here. The authors of Friday's report said the purpose was to apply a rigorous scientific analysis to a subject that has long captured the American public's imagination. Now that line there is scary in a couple of ways. It shows some really almost evil intent to me. First off, it says that the purpose was to apply rigorous scientific analysis. That's a bald-faced lie. They haven't applied anything close to a rigorous scientific analysis. You can't even see here to hardly find a number of reports they got. They just tell you it was a bunch. They're not putting any kind of a number metric on this thing at all. They're not talking about this thing went this fast, this thing was this size. They have not created any kind of a metric by which they can judge these things as to either be terrestrial or not terrestrial. They're just saying there's no evidence that these things are extraterrestrial. That's not how research works. The first thing that you have to do is you have to identify and label the stuff that you are researching. You have to sort from the knowns to the unknowns. Are there an unknown object? Well, how do we make these things a known object? Well, we can rule some things out. How about that? Well, how do we rule things out? Well, let's talk about how an object that is earthbound, an object that's created by people, an object that maybe is a weather phenomenon, all these different types of objects that we're familiar with, let's talk about how they work and what defines them. And then take a look at these UFOs that we're seeing, take a look at the video, take a look at the eyewitness testimony, and let's build a profile on them. And let's see if that profile matches something that could be earthbound or not. And then we can say, well, it could be heat lightning. Well, it could be a drone. But then there's that group that doesn't fit that. They're still in the group of unknowns. So we've narrowed them down a little bit. And let's take a look at those and see what makes them different from anything that we find on Earth. And then decide, well, could they be extraterrestrial? Could they be interdimensional? We don't know. That's about the best we can do right now. So this idea that they're going to apply rigorous scientific analysis to tell us that what we saw is not extraterrestrial and leave it at that doesn't cut it. That's not rigorous scientific analysis. We've seen nothing that resembles rigorous scientific analysis. The stuff they're giving us, most of it is classified. I mean, the meat of it is that will give you a few lines here and there, but they won't give you the details. Just like the UFOs that were shot down over Alaska, Yukon, and Lake Huron. How can we analyze that? How can we apply rigorous scientific analysis to that situation with those three shoot downs? All we know as a public is that three different items were shot down. They were described in very different terms by different pilots. Most of them said that they were some type of floating object. They didn't see any means of propulsion or suspension. Sounds like almost like a floating refrigerator or a floating car or something. But we're not allowed to see the video. They're keeping that from us. Good, rigorous scientific analysis is able to stand up to public scrutiny. Never forget that. Someone tells you that they want to put something in your body, but you can't know what it is for another 75 years. That's not rigorous scientific analysis because it doesn't stand up to public scrutiny. Okay? It doesn't conform to common sense. In order for something to stand up to rigorous scientific analysis, it first has to stand up to common sense. Use your common sense. It says that Aero recognizes that many people sincerely hold versions of these beliefs which are based on their perception of past experiences, the experiences of others whom they trust, or media and online outlets they believe to be sources of credible and verifiable information, the report said. Now that paragraph right there, that's classic mind control. They're trying to empathize with you. It's what's called the Rogerian method. Was it Carl Rogers? Rogers, a psychologist. The way he would talk to people would be like, they'd come in, they'd have a problem, and, oh, I see you're feeling this way. Oh, that's how you feel. And just basically agree with the person all the way along down the line. What good did it do them? I don't know. Especially if they were a seriously mentally ill person that needed to be medicated. Agreeing with them and empathizing with their delusions and their anger and their anxiety is not going to help any more than if somebody came into the emergency room with a broken arm and they had a bone sticking out, and you as a doctor would say, oh, yeah, I see you have a bone sticking out. Yeah, that must be really painful. Wow. Yeah, well, I hope you feel better. No, this is this nonsense where they want to pacify and just kind of come alongside you and make you think that they understand what's going on. But they're just manipulating you. Aero recognizes that many people, there's another qualitative term, they're not saying, well, 70% of the population, many people, okay? They're trying to weasel their way into your head through these emotionally charged statements. Aero recognizes that many people sincerely hold versions of these beliefs, which are, listen to it, based on their perception of past experiences, the experiences of others whom they trust, or media and online outlets they believe to be sources of credible and verifiable information. So their perception. No, you just thought you saw that. I was just driving down the road that night and thought I saw a UFO. Didn't believe in them at the time at all. Thought it was a joke. Thought that people that saw these things were delusional until I saw one. But that must have just been my perception. Then it says the experiences of others whom they trust. Well, I knew people that told me they saw UFOs. And I just laughed at them. I didn't love them any less. But I thought, wow, they must have had a bad night. So that their experiences had no impact on what I saw. And then it says, or media and online outlets they believe to be sources of credible and verifiable information. In other words, anybody who has a podcast or a web page or anything is a media personality that tells you they think the government might be lying to you. That maybe we should be able to see the video of the three UFOs that were shot down last year. Maybe that would be a good idea. Maybe when Greenwald sends in a FOIA request from the Black Vault, they should send him back the whole page and not blank out all the good parts, maybe. The proliferation of television programs, books, movies, and vast amounts of internet and social media content centered on UAP-related topics most likely has influenced the public conversation on this topic and reinforced these beliefs within some sections of the population, it said. Narrative control. That's another really scary paragraph right there. They're upset that you're able to turn on Spotify and listen to this program and ask questions. Simply ask questions. A very human thing to do. They're upset about that. You being able to ask questions. You being able to see pictures that other people have taken of these UFOs. You being able to listen to the stories that other people have seen these things. Being able to listen to those people. Hear them out. And then decide for yourself whether they're not they're credible. Decide for yourself after you've applied reasoning and logic and common sense. Does this thing sound like something that could fly? Well, that's dangerous. that's really dangerous because you might come up with an idea that didn't go along with what the DOD was telling you. The Department of Defense, the people who cannot account for $1.55 trillion. Now that's according to Bernie Sanders and Chuck Grassley, one of the most liberal guys in Congress, senators, one of the most conservative. They can disagree about pretty much everything. Bernie Sanders and Chuck Grassley can disagree about pretty much everything. They come from two polar opposites of the political spectrum. But they both agree that the Department of Defense cannot account for half of its stuff. $9,000 per taxpayer they've lost. Yet these very people who have been so financially, I don't know, at the very least, they've been incompetent. And at the worst, they've been traitorous. To take the treasure of this country and to fritter it away with absolutely no accountability. Now, those people have created a 63-page report telling you that the reason that you saw a UFO was because maybe your friends or family saw one and you didn't want to be left out, or maybe you were listening to the wrong people on the radio or the podcast that told you things different than what they're telling you, that maybe the pressure from your little group of friends was just too much. And you woke up one morning and decided to start asking questions at the Pentagon. So the people that can't keep track of half their stuff, $1.55 trillion, are telling you that they have kept track of every single UFO sighting and encounter that's ever happened, and they've decided that not one of those is extraterrestrial. That's rich. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.